us now is a gentleman named Max Hardberger. Max, among many things, being a school teacher, an airline pilot, an attorney, he's also been a sea captain. He's written a book, A Sea Captain's Adventures, Battling Scoundrels and Pirates. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Max, it's kind of fascinating. Didn't know this went on. I guess the best way to start this is, tell us when they bring you in. What happens to bring you and your group of repo men in to repossess a ship that's been illegally possessed?
Well, typically what happens is some scoundrel somewhere, some pirate, has come up with a scheme to steal a ship. And normally what he'll do is he will charter it or send it or have it or catch it in some port where he's got an in with the court where he can bribe a judge or bribe the port officials to have the ship seized. And generally they come up with some trumped-up charge. They'll try to make up something that the ship might have done, and then they'll call it a legitimate seizure. The owner generally tries to get the ship out, you know, through normal means, legal means, and then they call me when they can't get it out any other way. I'm afraid I'm the agent of last resort.
So some of these scenarios happen because a judge is bribed, and so the ship can be seized illegally through trumped-up charges, and then you have to go get the ship back.
Yeah, that's it. That's it in a nutshell.
All right, so you're saying that you steal the ship back.
Yeah, I steal from the thieves.
All right, now let's ask, how many men do you take with you on a typical ship-stealing mission?
It, of course, depends on the size and complexity of the ship, but a minimum would be about five.
How do you get aboard a ship that's, I'm assuming it'd be guarded?
Yes, generally they are guarded, and one way we do it is we'll come up on the water side of the ship in a pirogue or a canoe, you know, being paddled, no engine, and then we'll get on board by either grappling hooks or climbing up the ropes. Other ways we can do it is by tricking the guards off or by bribing the guards to get off the ship. After all, you're talking about these guards make $15 a month. So when they're guarding a $15 million ship, it's obviously worth it to make it right for them.
You know, for the us regular folks, our enemies are maybe our mother-in-laws or our neighbor who has a barking dog that won't stop barking. Your enemies, for what you do, are Haitian rebels, modern-day Caribbean pirates, and Russian mobsters.
Yep, that's right.
You're dealing with near-death experience here.
It seemed that way many times.
Now, when you're trying to take a ship back and you're boarding it, is there sometimes gunplay?
Happily, the only time I've ever had any gunplay involved was once in the Dominican Republic. And I think the guards were actually shooting in the air because I couldn't find any holes in my ship. So happily, normally there's no gunplay.
Max, is this pretty lucrative? I mean, you're putting your life and the lives of your crew, your team on the line. I mean, you get paid pretty good money for this?
Well, you know, when I first started, I didn't. I was young and foolish, and I would just charge my regular day rate. And then I got wise, you know, and now I have a business. My partner, Michael Bono, and I operate Vessel Extractions, LLC, and we charge based on the value of the vessel, the difficulty of the extraction, and the complexity. So, yeah, you could say that probably a $10 million ship in a bad situation would well cost into six figures to get it out.
Would you do private yachts and that sort of thing?
I possibly would, but I don't normally. There are some good yacht repossessors out there, and they specialize in that. I really specialize in cargo ships.
Well, this book, again, A Sea Captain's Adventures, Battling Scoundrels and Pirates While Recovering Stolen Ships. The book's called Seized. Apparently, there is a feature-length motion picture being developed called The Good Pirate, and it's in development. Who is it with?
With Lone Tree Entertainment and Point Blank Productions. We haven't got everything nailed down, but it's pretty exciting because Point Blank was involved in the latest Peter Weir project, the Way Back with Ed Harris and Colin Farrell. So we're in talks right now about it.
So this book, Max, is not fiction. This book is tried and true trials of you and your men.
Yep, that's it.
Well, check it out. It looks like a fun read. A Sea Captain's Adventures Seized, Battling Scoundrels and Pirates While Recovering Stolen Ships of the World's Most Troubled Waters. Max, thoroughly enjoyed talking to you.
My pleasure, sir.
See you soon.